Blog Talk Radio.
This queen, I ain't seen you in a minute. Wrote this letter and finally decide to send it. Signed, sealed, delivered for us to grow together. Love has no limit, let's spin a slow forever. I know your heart is weathered by what does did to you. I ain't gonna start them cause I probably did it too. Because of you feelings I handle with care. Some niggas recognize your life but they can't handle the glare. You know I ain't the type to walk around with matching shirts. A relationship is effort, I will match your work. I wanna be the one to make you happiest and hurt you the most. They say the end is near, it's important that we're close to the most high. Regardless of what happened, on him let's rely. Second, it's important we communicate and tune the fate of this union to the right pitch. I never call you my bitch or even my boo. There's so much in the name and so much more in you. Few understand a union of woman and man. It's sex and a single is where they assuming it land. But that's fly by night for you in the sky right. During these cold shy nights, moon, you my light. If heaven had a height, you would be that tall. Ghetto to coffee shop, you, I see that all. Let's stick to understanding and we won't fall. For better or worse times, I hope to me you call. So I pray every day more than anything. Friends will stay as we begin to lay this foundation for a family. Love ain't simple, why can't it be anything worth having? You work at annually. Granted, we've known each other for some time. It don't take a whole day to recognize sunshine. It's kind of fresh, you listen to more than hip-hop. And I can catch you in the mix from beauty to thrift shop. Plus you shit-pop when it's time to. Thinking you fresh, suggesting beats I should rhyme to. At times when I'm lost, I try to find you. You know to give me space when it's time to. My heart's dictionary defines you. It's love and happiness. Truthfully, it's hard trying to practice abstinence. The time we committed love, it was real good. Had to be for me to arrive, and it still feel good. I know the sex ain't gonna keep you, but as my equal, it's how I must treat you. As my reflection, the light, I'ma lead you. And whatever's right, I'ma feed you. Yo, I tell you the rest when I see you. See.
Well, it's another absolutely beautiful day here where I am. It's a bright, shining, sunny day. I would like to start off by opening up and acknowledging the Supreme Being, the Creator, the Most High. In the name and the power of Amen, we trust. We, the solar beings, we breathe. We live, we move forward on into the future. We have our being and we are free. My name is Sinetra Menkarays, and I would like to say peace to the gods and goddesses who have taken time out of your morning to come and comment, share, and listen to these things that I would like to share with you. The topic for today is Know Thyself. I chose that topic today after some time reflecting and considering this actual, this term, Know Thyself. With this term, Know Thyself, I had, I wanted to go into sharing my thoughts on it because in some of my God-building sessions with some of the beautiful gods and goddesses that I have a chance to speak with, you know, when, you know, our schedules will allow, and in the quietness of my own meditations, this particular topic is something that I have to consider often. I have to continuously be in the process of doing my own self-examination, self-analysis, self-correction, and, you know, just, you know, being in tune with myself. And I know when someone either seeks me out for counsel and or I seek someone else out for counsel, you know, as it relates to us going through our God-building process, one of the things that I find that is coming up more often than not, you know, is that people are really not in tune and or aware as it relates to who they are. You know, they really are just, you know, in a state of existing. Because the terminology, or the term I should say, know thyself, is something that, you know, maybe some people may be commonly aware of, you know, maybe you have heard it, you know, as someone using it as a catchphrase or in a movie. The last time I recall seeing it in a movie was in the movie The Matrix, when the Oracle, you know, the black woman, the Oracle that everyone was going, you know, to for guidance, you know, she had that term over her door. Now, when you go into the phrase, know thyself, and, you know, say you want to, you know, find out where does this actually originate from, you can Google it. And, of course, because we live in a society where it is that the original man and woman's knowledge has been stolen from them. It has been you know, torn and ripped from our minds. We no longer, you know, use those things that we were given and or those ideas that we originally used to self-govern ourselves. So other people around the world, you know, human beings, you know, who have taken and stolen, you know, from our ancient history and from the ancient societies, you know, the roots, the origins of civilization, they have ripped it off and they have used it for themselves. So when you Google it, of course, you know, it's going to come to where, let Wikipedia tell it, that the term know thyself comes from ancient Greek or ancient Greece. And, of course, this is not correct. But if, you know, you're into just, you know, doing some form of a surface research, you know, you're going to stop right there. And that's what we want to get, you know, beyond. We want to go to the source of things. We want to go, you know, the roots. We want to go to the seed. We want to know going as far back as we possibly can. Now, this is for the God-thinking people because, you know, I used to have a mentor, and I would always use the terminology we, and he would ask me, so who you got in your back pocket? And, you know, his saying just came to mind. I have to speak for myself in this regard as I am a God-minded. I am a God-thinking person. And because it is something that I know that is a gift, it is something that is given to you because you have to think, you have to seek to want to know. You must have a desire. You must, you know, decide to get on that journey, get on that path. You have to be about searching things out for yourself. Or, you know, hey, you are going to be like this other terminology that they have. I know that I know nothing. Well, you know, actually, you know, when you say I know that I know nothing, you know, that can relate to, you know, many, many things, you know, that can be applied to different levels of things, but, you know, that's just not true. Because if you didn't know nothing, then you would just be, you know, nothing, you know. So evidently you must know something because you're existing. You know how to eat. You know how to sleep. You know how to do those very, very basic things. So, you know, I know that I know nothing. I just don't get that because I want to go back to where it is that we started. Knowing thyself and knowing who you are. And asking your question, asking yourself the question on a daily basis, on a hourly basis, you know, minute by minute, if you find yourself, you know, needing to question, you know, why it is that you are choosing to do a particular thing, and you know, why you, you know, find yourself in a particular, you know, place, or why are you in a specific state of mind, you know, asking yourself the question, you know, is the first step towards, you know, the actual coming into that knowingness. Now, the, like I said, because they, when you go in, you try to get the information, you know, that's one way to go about things. But of course, you never really want to stop there. You never want to where it is that you will find that someone else is giving you these, you know, different, you know, definitions, you know, what's defined in the dictionary. You know, some people swear by the dictionary. Some people swear, you know, by Wikipedia. And some people swear by other people's books, philosophies, and opinions. They never, ever really take time to, you know, consider that that's all they simply are. You know, what is it that you are thinking? What are you getting from your actual thoughts, whether they be good, bad, or ugly thoughts? What is it that you're getting from your direct connection as a solar being? Because my broadcasts are geared towards those solar beings, those persons who recognize that they are more than what it is that they have been defined by externally. They are in their solar, their soul, they're in their mind, they're in their body, they're in the knowingness of the complete potential of where it is that, you know, they are and where it is that they're going to move on and what they're going to become in the future. Just had to take a deep breath, you know, I was saying a whole lot, needed to take in some air. So in thinking on these things and looking at that thing, and I saw, okay, so they say that it comes from, you know, ancient Greece. Most of us don't know, you know, that our ancient history has been ripped off from us, but that is not correct. The actual term, know thyself, goes back to our ancient ancestors and the history that if you search it out, it is available for you. If you look up, you know, ancient, you know, Kemet, or you can type in Egypt, you will find that the term, excuse me, I got a cough. Okay. You will find that the term man, know thyself, was inscribed above each doorway. They had this placed above, you know, the temples, the lodges, the places of learning, you know, where it didn't matter what gender you were, you know, because, you know, it's commonplace, you know, I don't know why it is, but it is commonplace that they like to take the one word men or man, and they wanted to refer to, you know, both genders, you know, men and women. I suppose that is why I prefer the term solar being, because it includes men, women, and children who are into acknowledging, you know, their souls, their bodies, and their minds. And they're also into acknowledging who is the source of these things, the source of the knowledge that we are getting, that is streaming into us in the form of these pure light, energetic messages. They come from the God beings, the God family of beings, the God body family of beings who are making themselves known, who are the Amun God beings. Now, because I already know this, and in my mind, you know, there is no disputing this, you know, people can think whatever it is that they would like to think. But the truth is sufficient unto itself, and the truth stands alone. The Amun God family of beings are making themselves known to the solar beings who are opening up their minds. They are opening up their souls. They are going into the depths of who they are to come to know who they are. So now that we have given you, you know, what it is that mankind, you know, as it relates to those created beings, and if you want further explanation, you can go into the archives. You know, you can go to other sources, you know, of teachers, I believe. Let me correct that, because I know, you know, there's a difference between belief and knowing. I know that it is best, you know, it is a part of your own intelligence, high intelligence and integrity, where you are willing to give, you know, the, you know, your references and your sources as it relates to where it is that you have gotten those good things, you know, that information that allows you to be able to connect and actually know thyself. One of the sources that I would have to relate to is, like I said, I already mentioned, the God family of beings, who in tune, in my being in tune, tuned me into other sources, primarily a teacher whose speeches, you know, who speaks on, you know, being a mentalist and mentalect from the future of mentalect, Mibin Menkares. He's a resource. I am a student in that class. I'm not a member of the future of mentalect anymore. But it is, in all honesty, good to give your resources. Now, as it relates to other places that I have been guided to, you know, as it pertains to knowing what it is that I need for myself, the importance about knowing what it is that you need for yourself is you're going to be put on a path and you're going to go on a journey that is going to allow you to fulfill those things that you are actually seeking out. A lot of people say, well, they may not necessarily put a whole lot into who they are as it relates to accepting the fact or seeing themselves as a God thinking or a God thinking or a, you know, even acquiring their own God status and acquiring those things, you know, that will allow oneself to be able to elevate from where they are as it pertains to who they are. You can be in a particular place as a person and not really know yourself. So I just wanted to share that, you know, these thoughts as it relates to knowing thyself. I had an intent to do my broadcast daily, but I didn't choose the correct timeline. I had chosen the 7 a.m. timeline. So with the Amina Rays, because I do really enjoy doing it, and you don't have to take an hour. It doesn't necessarily take 2 hours or 3 hours to convey a thought and or put a thought on the mind, but it does, you know, take some consideration for those beings and those solar beings, those men, women, and children who are like yourself to come together to share, you know, to comment, you know, and to even, you know, ask questions in your God building. So as you continue to grow and know who it is that you are in your different, you know, encounters with people, you want to know who you are first and more foremost for yourself. That's really, really important. Knowing who you are, you know, for yourself as opposed to being defined. And I know one of the one of my exercises I'm going to share a little jewel here that has helped me tremendously with that. I used to do some journaling. I used to do some writing. And when I'm not engaged in a conversation with someone, and this is a tip, if you're in a conversation with someone in a short period of at least 5 to 8 minutes, if you can't get that conversation on a God level, you know, on a God building, then you may want to consider, if you're a God-thinking person, then that might not be the conversation that you want to be in. You may want to, you know, find better use of your time. It only takes 5 to 8 minutes to know, you know. And so, like I was saying, one of the jewels, another jewel I'll give is, before I go to lay this physical body, this earth, to rest, I ask my higher self those questions about things that I do not know. You know, some people want to rely on opinions. They want to rely on philosophies. They want to rely on those contents that are in books. But that's not where you're going to get it from as it relates to who you are. You can always trust in your greatest counsel, who's always going to be your higher self. It's about making that connection to your higher self, trusting in your higher self, and knowing that you are your own true best counsel. And when you wake up in the morning after your soul that has traveled from where you are has come back to the body, and I think we'll talk about that tomorrow. You know, we'll talk about a little bit of astral travel, you know, and get into that. Because as God-thinking individuals, we don't want it just to be, you know, about the commonplace things, you know, talking about the people and, you know, the places, you know, where they are, where they're going and their states of being and their possessions. There's so much more to knowing who you are as opposed to, you know, putting your own energy, you know, and time and effort and your thinking into somebody else. You know, that's called living vicariously through somebody else. when you have your own, you're a being who came here with a message, you're a being who came here, you know, with a thought, you know, with a voice, you know, with something, you know, to offer the whole entire world, you know, think of yourself like that. Think of yourself as someone in the future and or how it is that you would like to see your future generations really, you know, make some kind of statement, really impact those other solar beings who are like yourself. So with that, I would like to thank you all who took the time out to listen. How you start off is how you end up. And I started in with acknowledging the Supreme Being, the Creator, the Most High, the one true living God, Amen. In the name and the power of Amen, we trust, we, the solar beings, we breathe, live, move forward on into the future. We have our being and we are free. Peace to the gods and the goddesses.
You might win.